Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. I'm glad to be back for yet another great show. Hopefully, my voice sounds a whole lot better than it did before when I could barely speak. A couple weeks ago, that's why you have not seen me or heard from me on the live aspect, but the show has been playing. So I hope you guys have been catching some of those replayed shows that we have done earlier. I'm still not 100%, but I really wanted to come on and talk to you today. Number to call is 515-602-9633. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on nationally. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on locally. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in our community. That's probably going to make some people a little angry, but it's okay. It's some stuff that needs to be said, and we need to talk about it. So that number to call is 515-602-9653. I promise you guys, it's going to be a great show. There's some things that I want to expose you to, some things I want you to hear, a couple of clips I want you to hear, and we'll talk about those things, all right? So you guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Come back.
Now too many nights have passed me by, and too many mornings fill my eyes, still wet with the tears that I cry for you. Oh, come back, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number calls 515-602-9653. That number again, 515-602-9653. Guys, thank you for joining me for yet another great show. We're going to talk a little bit about some things, some probably some touchy subjects, but it's okay. It's okay. If this is going to make you angry, some of the things that we talk about, some of the things I say, then this is definitely for you. So I hope it doesn't touch you in that way. I hope it touches you in another way to where we can start to build and do things the right way, the way that we should be doing things in our community. I'm talking strictly to the black community right now. Y'all about to get on my nerves, and I'm going to say it just like that. I have never in my life seen a group of people who refuse to support one another, who refuse to treat each other the right way, who refuse to be good, to be respectful, to be loyal. In my life, being on this earth, seen so much foolishness within a community. Now, before I go any further, let me tell you, I love my people. I tell you this all the time, I love my people, and I want the best for my people. I want the best for my community. I want the best for my young people. Just as I would expect someone who's Caucasian to want the best for their people, to love their people. Someone who's Asian to love their people, the best for their people. Someone who, the Spanish-speaking community, who love their people and want the best for their people. I expect for them to say the same thing that I'm saying right now. One thing that they do have over the black community, and I'm saying this, and I mean this with everything in me, God, and with the greatest love that I can give you, is that they know how to come together and to make sure that they are working as one unit to be successful in their community. I don't know for the life of me why we can't get that. I don't know why we have to always be sneaky and underhanded with one another. I don't know why we always have to be chicken George in each other. I don't get that. And I'm going to tell you guys, I have dealt with some people this last 2-3 weeks. I wish to remake Roots because they need one heck of a part in Roots because they have played parts to a T. Backstabbing. Up for failure. Talking down to one another and uplifting the other person. The people that don't have their interests. See, got a habit of doing that in the community, the black community. We want to uplift people who don't have our interests, but the people who do have our interests or does have our interests, we don't want to give them. We want to do things differently with them. We want to do things that are not traditional with them. We don't support them. We want to go on Facebook and y'all support subliminal messages. Y'all know my damn name with these subliminal messages. If you got something to say, say it. It's putting up little memes and little cute quotes about what God wants you to do. Man, don't nobody care about that. Don't nobody care about that. If you got something to say, say it. Say it. Especially if you got something to say to me. Say it. I'm a big boy. I can take it. But I promise you, I'm going to clap back, too. I've seen so many people who like to keep strife and confusion going instead of successful rhetoric, except for instead of building, instead of making things very successful, you want to keep a bunch of strife going, ridiculous rhetoric going. And those idiots that like all the little cute little things that you put up, calling yourself being smart, I think they're idiots too. It never ceases to amaze me how our people are. We can't get on Facebook or any other social media platform and things like, I'm glad that this person is doing good, or whatever this person is trying to get done, I'll stand behind it. No, we got to get on there and try to say little slick stuff. Little slick stuff. God is watching you. God is always there. Man, we know that. I know that. God watching you too. Slick talker, God watching you too. So whatever you saying, you think is slick, God is listening to that too if we going to go there. Y'all get on my nerves. And then when something happened in the community, you cry foul. Something's got to give. Everybody in the black community ain't like that. We got some good people trying some great things happen, especially in this community. And guess what? We got some great people doing things that nobody else is doing. We got other podcasters who are making great moves. Look, I don't hate on that because I'm confident in what my show brings. I'm confident in what my platform has stood for the last 10 plus years. So if I do coming along, I welcome them. That's what we need more outlets to get more content to people out there so they'll know that platforms out here to get your stories out. Now, you got to choose the right platform. I heard something that was profound this morning. I heard something that was profound this morning. I heard the good Reverend Al Sharpton talking. And Al said something this morning about addictions. He said something about addictions. He says, we all have addictions, which we do. Some have addictions to drugs. Some have addictions to alcohol. He said, but the worst addiction that you can have is the addiction or wanting to be around the wrong people. That's an addiction, y'all. I never even looked at it like that. He said you can have an addiction to be around the wrong people. And you'll know if you're around the wrong people because those people never are in your corner when you need them to be. They root for you, but you don't know what's said when you have left their circumference. You always want to be with people who are going to not let someone destroy your name. I read that somewhere today. I'm sorry, I can't remember who posted that, but I read that, and it talked to me. It talked to me. It spoke to me. It let me know that there are people conscious. There are people out there. I don't like the saying woke. There are people out there who are doing things that really, truly matters and care about their community. They care about their people. And those are the things we need to be focused on. You know, Rev was talking. He said, if you're in a car and you're driving, and the person that's in the car with you, you want to go east because you're the driver. You're going east. But the person in the car with you wants to go west and is continuously, insistently saying they're going west, then that person in that car with you is not with you. That person in that car is unfortunately going to go against you. As simple as that might sound, you apply that to life. Think about that. And you tell me that we all have addiction to the wrong people. We invite the wrong people in our lives when we shouldn't. I promise you. I love God like the next person, but I'm not a minister. I was going to try it, but I get mad. And I have to ask ministers to pray for me a lot. So y'all pray for me. Pray for me that I can continue to keep doing what I need to do and quit letting some of these idiotic people get on my nerves, especially the Facebook famous people who get on my nerves. I mean, get on my ass thinking they so slick and coy with some of the things that they're saying. I know who you are. I know the things you said. I just hadn't addressed you yet. Me 2 minutes to destroy you on this platform. I'm not going to use my platform for that. My platform is used for uplift. My platform is used for information. My platform is used for guidance, for blueprints, for progression, for success, for the youth. Anything positive is what my platform is used for. Now, yes, there are some things we got to talk about as negative, but it's okay. My platform is used for that. I refuse to use my platform to clap back at your little behind. You're not slick. Now, you really want to do something. Y'all heard that? Y'all hear my voice? I'm trying not to listen. But if you really want to do something, come on the show. Come on the show and let's talk about what the beef is, what the problem is. Maybe you should chew it up and spit it out or swallow it or whatever the case may be. But let's do that. Let's talk to each other. Let's be able to talk to each other. See, we can't talk to each other. We can't talk to each other. What we want to do is we want to go against one another. And I'm telling you, that is not the way. I have people tell me, all you talk about is black people on your show. That is a negative, Ghost Rider. My service and serve all black, green, brown, purple, orange, whatever, even if I can get a Martian, it would serve that purpose too. I can tell you guys how many people who don't look like me, who don't have my melanin, come to me and say, appreciate the road the show is going, where it's been, what it's doing, and how it has affected their daily lives. That's what the show's here for. It's for progression. It ain't for bragging rights. It ain't to be going against nobody. I care less what some of the other podcasters are doing. I hope you are doing something successful. If you are, which there are some, doing some very, very popular things, continue doing that. Because we need every outlet we can get to make sure that our young people are going to be successful. Now, if you're doing something and you're doing it for clout, you'll tell on yourself. You'll tell on yourself, and so you'll be looking crazy, and everybody will be sitting up giggling at you and this, that, and the other. And guess who will come to your defense? Me. I will come to your defense because I love you that much that if you're trying to do something positive for the community, I will stand with you. But as soon as it turned left and you start doing things for yourself, gotta go. Gotta go. My train does not roll like that. I think that you guys really need to look at the fact that what I was telling you a minute ago, addictions. You need to look at that. You need to look at it. You need to look at it for yourself. I have. And yes, I am guilty of being addicted to the wrong people in my life. I have brought people in my life. Or I have invited people in my life who were the wrong people. And it's not saying that you don't love them. You can love them from afar. But those people cannot roll with you. Those people can drive with you. Those people cannot your journey or be on your journey with you to whatever you're trying to accomplish. Because 9 times out of 10, if they are an addiction, you will know it because they will not want to be in your corner. They'll be in your corner when it's convenient for them. But when the hard stuff happens, you don't hear from them. Those are the people you need to steer away from. And as I said, it's no hard feelings. You might know the person all your life or years or whatever the case may be. But that person is not for you. Don't become addicted. Let them go on about their merry way. Let them go on and do the things that they want to do themselves. And you continue to do the things that you need to do. So much deeper. So I was dealing with someone this week that I thought I knew. There again, that addicted to wrong people in my life. This person is definitely one of them. I am happy to say this person will no longer be an addiction for me. I will cut myself loose from this person. And I wish this to the best, but I don't like two-timey backstabbing, slap-talking, gossiping people. And that's what this person is. And you know the sad part, y'all. The sad part is I knew this. The sad part is I knew this. And I'm trying to think and dissect, what is it about this person that made me become addicted to this? Because whatever that is, it's a great quality, or it's a master disguise. And that's what we have to look for, master disguises in people. I ain't saying you got to go around judging everybody, but I'm saying you got to go around and you have to acknowledge who is you and who is not. Those that tell you, I'm your brother, I'm your sister, not always be your brother, sister. Those that tell you I got your back 100% might not even have your back 1%. The tough things start happening. You will see who that are with you. I have never in my life been so disappointed in man and mankind. Especially in my circle. I'll say that, my circle. I've never been so disappointed and hurt and let down. Hey, and they might feel the same about me, which is okay. Feel that way about me, please. Accept my apology if I have hurt you, let you down, or anything that I have done you have not agreed with or you do not approve of. My intentions. I can tell you right now, my intentions are to grow, to uplift, to encourage, to cherish, to remember, to root for and root on, and to support again. I say that because we don't know what that means, and we need to learn what that means, and we need to start implementing that, and we need to start implementing that. We got to. Number to call 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely live today with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence.
I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk. And they ain't come to see you, cause it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic, with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mal again. You wanna ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, zone 7 is my muse.
Them programmers examine the way you can get them and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load and dropping off is the funk I'm gonna bring.
Yeah, now I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to LES, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare-ass courage to ballin' out of control. Skeetin' with no rubber and numerous cootie holes. To robbed at 22, put in the hospital. Four biological children plus one and one possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't tryna flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money, even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter, cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9-to-5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic tech enterprise.
All right,
all the mics behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me to get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off cause it's the funk I'm gonna bring.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Welcome to the show. Number to call is 556-2-9653. That number again is 556-2-9653. I am so thankful that I'm able to talk to you guys. First and foremost, let me say that I want to continue to thank the ones that support the show. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I give a special shout out to Chicago, to Little Rock, Arkansas, South Philly, to Tallahassee, to Gastonia, of course. To Atlanta, Savannah, and Macon, Georgia, that is, and Bakersfield, California, Houston, Colorado, Tacoma, Washington. Give you guys a great big shout out for continuing to support the show, and hope we can do some things where I can come there, spend some of this time this year going to all those places, going to shows from those, the name So I really appreciate you. And I ain't even about to talk about the places that listen to the show out of this country and other countries. I feel really blessed, but no one but God. It is not me. It is God who does everything and puts everything in front of me that I am able to do. He gives me the vision, and I try to complete it when he gives it to me. So it is God. He just uses me. So I'll take just a little bit of credit, but it's all God. I promise you. It's all God. Thank you guys for continuing to support the show. What's happening, Minister T. Breeze? I see you. Hey, we need to talk. We was talking a little bit about supporting one another. And I probably went into a little tirade, but it's okay. I'm probably getting ready to go into another one because I don't think that you guys really understand how much that means to me. So loyalty is everything. Loyalty is everything. You know, there were people that, you know, and I get the email from the website. When people email the show and say things, I get that stuff. I read it. Sometimes I try to respond to some of them. Some of it is crazy, y'all. I'm going to share some of those emails sometime. And you're going to be like, yo, Jay, this is crazy. But I'm going to share some of the emails I get through this show. The average person will be like, man, I ain't doing that no more. I ain't doing no radio no more. People saying stuff like that. But you know what? It's okay because I don't listen to that. I don't listen to that. But what I will say, don't get it twisted. Because when somebody say they're going to do that, I know that I got enough people loving me right now on this show. They'll show up for me. So that's all I'm going to say. I got partners that I grew up with I know will ride for me. So y'all don't get it twisted. Please don't get it twisted. Please don't get it twisted. I walk them streets in Dallas. I walk those streets in Dallas, and it's me. Y'all rough now. It ain't nothing like it was when we were growing up over there. They got that name D-Pound from. Y'all, don't even start reminiscing about that. Because those were days that I like to long forget. I think about them every now and then. Anyhow, we need to get together and do what we need to do for one another. We need to make sure that we support one another. We need to stop using the race card when it's convenient for us. Y'all, let's stop doing that. Let's stop doing that. Now, is there a problem out here with race? Yes, of course it is. Are there people still doing the same things they were doing in the 60s? Yes, of course. I think they are stuck in time. And they probably need a slap in the back of the head to get brought up a new time. Because this is not what's going to be. Yeah, people talking about, yeah, this is a culture. This is... You know what? I heard one of the greatest lines from... a song. Well, I heard one of the greatest lines. I don't talk too much about the artist, without their consent or nothing like that. But one of the lines said that we, and you probably know when I play this line, but in the song, it was in the middle of the song, he said, we are living in a world where hurt hurts other people, and you want to call it culture. Man, when I heard that, I kind of forgot everything that he had said in that song, because that alone stood out to me so much. Living in a country where the hurt other people, and you want to call it culture. Boy, if y'all didn't catch that, I caught it. It's time for a change, competing with one another. Do you know, I understand that if we weren't competing with one another and we were like really helping one another, there's no telling how much success we could have in our community and the surrounding area. There's no telling how much people gravitate to what old coons are trying to say and apply it to their life. There's no telling how many of us old coons, how many of us old cats would be susceptible to listen to the people. See, those are things that has to happen right now, and they're not happening. They're not happening. Age group. Our ways, we want to listen to what those who are coming up have experienced and have seen and have envisioned and want. And that's something we're going to have to change. We got to get out of our old ways. We got to change our circles. There's nothing wrong with that. You outgrow a circle, guys. I hope you know that, and ladies. You outgrow a circle. Personally, if you're the smartest person in your circle, then your circle ain't worth 2 cents. You don't need to be in that circle. You do not need to be the smartest person in your circle. I make sure that my circle has people that are very smart, that are so very smarter than me, because I want to learn, I want to grow. You never stop growing. We talked about this. Today, you never stop growing. Those of you who think that you know it all and that you can't grow anymore, then you're going to be stuck. You're going to be stuck addicted to the wrong people. Yeah, when I heard that message about being addicted to the wrong people as an addiction, stuck with me. Because I listened to it and I'm like, yo, this is something that I can relate to. All my life, I have been addicted to the wrong people. Not saying that these people are just the worst people on earth. I'm saying they're wrong for me and what I'm trying to do. There's nothing wrong with you acknowledging that. And there's nothing wrong with you walking a different path. As I stated before, you can love them from afar. You don't have to go willingly the wrong way. Who wants to do that? Why would you do that? What you need to do is find those who want the very best for you. And you want to make sure that they are going to do the things that you need for them to do to get you to the next level. And vice versa, you do the things you need to do to get them to the next level. That's how this works. Being selfish. Stop selfish thinking your show is the only show. Stop being selfish thinking that your music is the only music. Stop being selfish thinking your book is the only book out there. Stop being selfish thinking your business is the only business. Collaborate. What is wrong with people? Collaborate. Trust me, I am not that cannot humble myself enough to say or go to someone who is doing another podcast and say, hey, I like your work. How can I do your job? I'm not the dude not able to do that. I can do that. Now, on the side of that, I do know you're going to be able to effectively help people and be effectively compensated for it. You should not feel bad if you as a black man or woman have given a service to another black man or woman, and you ask to be compensated for your worth. You should not feel bad. But sometimes we feel bad. Sometimes people make us feel bad. We don't give them the hookup. It doesn't work out sometimes, y'all. Because I'm going to be honest. You wouldn't go to somebody outside of your community and tell them to hook up. say, sis, you would not want to ask somebody to get you hook up this side of your race. What you would do is you would bow down and give them what they want, or you would do exactly what they want because you want to give them their worth. So I need for you to think about that. I see some of y'all on Facebook, man. It is very disheartening, especially when I see people that I grew up with talking about how much they love to support black businesses and small businesses. But the ones that immediately touch them, they choose not to even support. Yeah, y'all are out there. Yeah, I've sat and I've listened to your buffoonery too. Yo, I have never seen so much buffoonery than just scrolling and just reading some of the stuff people say and people post. You know, you gotta ask yourself, why? Why are they doing this? Is it because they're not happy with themselves? Because they're not happy with themselves. I've been running my mouth this long, y'all. It's okay, though. It's okay. You have to join me for tomorrow's show. We are going to be talking in the community. I think that you are going to like who I'm talking to. I'm glad that I was able to get my voice back a little bit. It's not 100%, but it's not all the way down too. And let me tell y'all something. For someone like me who likes to talk on this show, who likes to do the podcast, that was the most excruciating thing that I have ever had to deal with, not being able to communicate. So it taught me a valuable lesson. I do not take anything for granted because you don't know what you got until it's gone. You don't know how valuable things are to you that God has gifted you with until it's gone. That goes for your voice, your limbs, sight, friends, family. Y'all better catch that jewel. You don't know what you got until it's gone. And I promise you, sometimes you tell people you love them. You can tell people you care about them. You got their back. Actions can show total denial of what you say. And when that happens, and when you put that out there in the universe, it finds its way back to you. And it ain't nothing to do with this man, because I love God. I'll be the first one to tell you God is real. But karma is real too. And what you dish out there, it comes back to you. That's the part of being addicted to the wrong people. Don't be addicted to the wrong people. And for the love of me, don't think that when a person smiles in your face, they got your back. Because I can promise you, there's always somebody in the corner that knows the truth. That goes for me, y'all. I have thought people have had my back, and I have a tooth and nail for them until I had somebody in the corner whisper a little bug in my ear and say, hey, they ain't got you like you think they do. That's being addicted to the wrong people. Keep that addiction. Bring the right people in your life, in your circle. Bring the right people in your energy level. If a person's energy says everything, a person's energy says everything. There are people right now who are fighting against you. There are people right now who don't want the best for you. And what do? You run to them every day. You're addicted to the wrong people. You're addicted to the wrong people. Stop being addicted to the wrong people. Y'all have to check out tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's show is going to be so we're going to talk about a lot of great things. I might have a surprise for you on tomorrow's show. Let's see how that works out. But you definitely need to check out Tuesday's show also. You need to check out Abundantly Developed Roots. And you need to check out the pages on there. We're getting ready to launch. It's going to be phenomenal. Yes, I will be giving life coaching lessons. This is a whole new journey for me. This is a whole journey. And I'm excited because I don't think you guys have any idea how big this movement is about to be. And it's very big. Got great news today that give me even more positive energy towards making this step. And I know that I made the right step. Some of the coaches, all of the coaches that have so far joined and stepped on to be life coaches also, you're going to love this. And if you don't utilize this, then shame on you. If you don't utilize this because there's a bunch of black people doing something, then you need to check your thinking methods. Check your thinking methods because you're not thinking the right way. You're going to love this, though. It's going to be so much giving for the community. Not only ours, but everyone's. There's going to be so much love to be gathered from this. I tell you guys each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. Each and every day. And I love you guys. And I want you guys to come on and join the show tomorrow. We're going to have a great show. You guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, Live in the Day with Jay. See you tomorrow. Peace. All right, Facebook.